Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Monday four pack.
How about that?
Here on Jones and Keefe. I was not ready for
the production value,
production wizardry of Nick LeBan back there.
Sorcerer.
But the Monday 4-pack is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. If you're a Monday listener, not a Friday listener, on Jones and Keefe, first of all, what are you doing? Yeah. And second of all, every Friday, we get you a 4-pack of questions for that weekend's game. Game's tonight. So we got a 4-pack of questions today on a Monday. What's first up, Bill?
What one player off the Giants would you most want on the Patriots?
Ooh. So this is an example of a bad team that actually has a bunch of options. We've had a few games this year where we didn't really want anybody.
Wait, we're not taking like Malik Neighbors and Cam Scataboo because they're hurt, right?
I'm taking Malik Neighbors.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. I'd take
Malik. It's a long-term play.
Right out the injury.
Not for tonight's game.
No, not for tonight's game. For the future, like his contract and whatever else, just add him to the team. Malik Neighbors. 1,200 yards, over 100 catches last year with a terrible team. And like was emerging as one of the great like young receivers, maybe even like a top 10 receiver. Unfortunately, he's hurt, but his skill level, I'd take him.
So
I mean, you can answer any way you want.
Look,
off their roster, I would take him.
I love Neighbors. I love Scataboo. I feel better about Neighbors coming back from his injury than Scataboo. Never mind, what's his shelf life when he comes back?
Short,
2 more years.
Yeah,
and then he's done. I'll go with Abdul Carter, though, who we liked in draft season. Again, only a half sack this year. I think you're going to see tonight he's impacting quarterbacks a lot more than that would lead you to believe. So he's probably due to run into some of those. Meanwhile, he is, what's his nickname again? He's Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Sleeps in a back to tank.
Sleeps in a back to tank.
Yeah.
So
need more than half a sack, though.
I would like that, but I do feel like this team has a need at pass rush.
Yeah.
And he'd be another guy where he would fit in the Vrabel defense, I guess you could debate, but he'd be another guy you could throw into the mix. So I liked Abdul Carter in draft season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy I would want here on the Patriots.
Well, Burns.
Mainly because he's not hurt. Well, the man will speak his mind.
Is he also like third in the league in sacks?
Who's second? Burns? He's got 13.
Oh, does he have that many?
Yeah.
13. Yeah, no, Burns so
good,
is nice.
Look, good player. I was with him on Mac Jones. Me and him, like, you know. Yeah. We bonded over Mac Jones and his criticism there. I'm less with him on his critique of Drake May, which you hear again coming up.
I would go him second. I would go Neighbors, Burns.
You'd go him over Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Oh, so I would not.
Burns is pretty young. I mean, I know he's got a lot of money there, so there is that. But I think if Carter is Burns, I think that'd be a good 4-year run for Carter.
Work out well.
Yeah.
Okay, so who would you want off the Giants? Keep going with Neighbors. I'm going with Carter. What else, Billy?
What all-time Giants jersey would you most want?
This is a tough one because there's probably like four teams maybe that just you wouldn't wear the jersey for.
Right.
Like I'm all for like, hey, favorite player on another team, great, whatever, or cool jersey. But like Giants, Jets, Steelers would not wear their stuff.
No.
But with that said, to answer the question, it might be like, I don't know, because like LT's too...
Yeah,
too
mean,
popular.
Look, here,
it's a good one, though.
Here's the issue, though. It's like they have...
Mark Bavaro?
Okay, good one.
Yeah.
Local guy?
Yeah.
Belichick loves him.
Loves him.
So,
maybe
like,
Bavaro.
LT, bad guy. On top of that, you have like Strahan and Eli, and got like you're never gonna wear those. Like, oh, give me a David Tyree jersey.
Yeah, right.
So like I don't like Rodney Hampton.
Hampton's good. Like Jeff Hostetler. Good mustache.
Hostetler with the Giants, pretty good.
Yep.
You wouldn't want a Phil Sims one.
No. No,
so,
definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Rodney honestly, that was like one of the first names that came to mind.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on
Steve DiAssi?
Oh, good one.
I'd wear a Steve DiAssi jersey.
Good one. Yeah. Wait. Steve? Yeah, Steve and
Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
You can wear both.
Wear them at the same time, for all I care.
No, who?
Like, I think younger generation would say, like, Odell Beckham.
Who was the other running back? Oh, that's actually
Odell
a good
Beckham
one.
Was a good one.
Who's the other running back from Michigan that they had? I feel like in, like, the Rodney Hampton era. Wheatley?
Oh, they had Tyron Wheatley?
Tyron Wheatley? Yeah, I like Tyron Wheatley.
He was a big back.
He was a hoss.
He was a goal line back.
I would say so. I didn't mind Tyron Wheatley.
Because they had, what, Josh Jacobs? They had, like, Tiki Barber, obviously. Ahmad Bradshaw.
Wait, Josh Jacobs. Brandon Jacobs.
No, they did not have Josh Jacobs. Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah.
Well, Thunder and Lightning.
Oh, that guy would slam it into the end zone. Tiki Barber?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had all those guys.
All right.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Really, in the history of the thing, you'd have to go like Lawrence Taylor or like Frank Gifford. You have to go like way back.
It's a good point. Like, we're playing the game, so you have to answer it.
Yeah.
But would you really want a Giants jersey?
No, you could never wear one.
It's a good point.
Yep.
Okay. What else, Billy?
Who should be the next Giants head coach?
Okay, not Bill Belichick.
I don't think it's going to be Bill. Should be Lane Kiffin.
Josina Anderson seems to think it might be Bill Belichick. She's hinting at it pretty strongly.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Which, if any of his four wins this year, was Mara's
favorite.
Yeah,
good point.
Uh-huh.
Chip Kelly somehow is getting the Kentucky job. You see that? That was at least the report over the weekend, or some of the reporting over the weekend. So Chip Kelly's going to get that job. He went from failing with the Raiders to getting the Kentucky job. So he's out. Lane Kiffin's out.
Well, John Gruden.
Gruden?
Bring him back. It was starting to turn around in the Raiders, and then he had old emails got him fired.
Yeah.
He was turning around a little bit. Or do you go, like, younger?
Well, so I was going to say, like, maybe Flores, but then are they going to bring in another Bill guy, like Belichick guy?
No,
you can't.
I don't think you can do that.
You can't. They can't. Like, they specifically
can't.
Wasn't
Flores the other Brian that Bill was texting
about? Oh, yeah, we've joked about this before.
Yes.
Like, you can't bring in,
oh,
like.
No, he wouldn't even interview them, probably.
You can't bring in, like, Josh McDaniels.
No.
So, like, who? Who's
just keep Kafka?
Yeah, maybe. Who's, like, the next Rams guy? I don't know. I don't have a great read on
Mike LaFleur.
Is it?
I think he's the OC.
Okay, maybe. Honestly, that's probably the
Mike
right
LaFleur.
Answer. Just go. The Rams are playing well despite their losses past week. Just go to, like, the next McVay guy. That's probably the right move to pair with Jackson Dart, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. My knee jerk before was, like,
Nick Sirianni when he gets fired.
Yeah, I don't think I want him either. Like, That's a tough one. I think that it should be pretty appealing, though, to other coaches, because you see how quick the turnaround was with, like, Drake May and Caleb Williams.
Honestly, are they?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That, like, Sam McDermott got fired, or Sirianni, I was joking about. Like, are they a bad candidate for that type of coach?
Get somebody that gets fired this year?
Mike McCarthy? Like, that's another failed head coach you could come in and bring with a
good
young
quarterback.
Maybe
Mike McCarthy, honestly. Actually, that's a good one. I think he could get them back up to, like, a respectable level. Yeah, McCarthy probably stands out because he at least had success as a head coach. He's not just the offensive coordinator success
guy.
Well,
and they've tried that guy. They've tried, like, the offensive coordinator guy with Daboll. It didn't really work. It's a new quarterback now. It was Daniel Jones. Now it's Dart. But, yeah, I wonder if they need more, like, reclamation project
head coach.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they have a pretty intriguing young pieces on their team. I mean, some of these, when at the end of the year, the teams that are looking for head coaches that, or the teams that finish with anywhere between 2 and 5 losses, they're not going to have the quarterback, wide receiver, running back, pass rush combination that the Giants have.
Right. Here you go. Tomlin, when he gets fired, like something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, maybe.
Like a fired head coach could go right to the Giants and or Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good answer. What else, Billy?
Besides the 2 Super Bowls versus the Patriots, what's the first thing you think of when you hear New York Giants?
Okay, so Super Bowls are off the board.
Well, the Pats Super Bowls,
well,
right?
I'm sorry, the two Pats
Super Bowls. I think so. Early Super Bowl memories for me were probably like the Giant, like that image of like Bill Parcells being carried off the field. Like that's like ingrained in my mind.
I don't remember that Super Bowl very well.
I remember the one after.
Yeah, I remember Bills and Redskins. Apologies. So that's what they were called.
But that's historically the name of the team. It's the first one I remember. That one more so too, but it was like that run where like all the Bills were always in the Super Bowl and they always lost. And the one super close one was the Giants, and then the whole thing with like they won it with their backup quarterback. So it's probably like early 90s Giants. And then later, like as a kid, I didn't really know all this, but later on when you're like, oh, Bill Belichick's the D coordinator and he shut down the keg on offense and blah, 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 blah. But probably that, probably like Parcells on the sideline of the Giants. And then when the Patriots got him, it was like, oh, that's the guy from the Giants.
Right.
And so, like, that's probably my thing.
So that is a good one. The two I thought of. My runner-up would just be when they got destroyed by the Ravens in the Super Bowl, whatever that was, 2000.
That was 2000 with Kerry Collins.
Yeah. The one that really jumped into mind, and Billy, I don't know if you saw this or Keith or Nick, but it was making the rounds on social media. I think it had been like whatever, however many years since the game. But the final regular season game in 96 when they came back against the Giants to secure the one seed. Do you remember that?
Oh.
So they were down 22-0. Jason Sehorn,
nice.
Top 5 all-time Giant.
According to some.
Had a pick 6 to make it 22-0. They came back and scored 23 unanswered.
Wow.
Dave Meggett. A lot of suggestions for a Dave Meggett jersey.
Nah, so here's the thing about that.
That's probably not one to sport.
No, I have the Patriots one. I think I had to burn it.
Oh, you had to get rid of that one?
Yeah, he's a bad guy. He's a monster.
No buybacks.
Top 5 monsters.
On that one.
Yeah. That guy.
So Dave Meggett did have a 60-yard punt return in that game to bring the Patriots within 1. Bledsoe hit Ben Coates for the go-ahead touchdown.
Of course.
And they scored 23 unanswered to secure the 1 seed.
That's a good one.
That's not bad.
I think, once again, speaking of the jerseys, but Odell Beckham's catch, the insane catch that people that were like, oh, he made a career off that catch. He actually was really, really, really good for the first 4 years there. And then there was that combined with the picture of him on the boat. And they're like, they haven't won a game since that boat picture or whatever. Like, they haven't been to the playoffs. I know a couple years ago they got there with Danny Dimes, but like, that was a run where they were kind of burning hot again. It was like the resurgence of the Giants there under Odell Beckham.
Okay. That is the Monday 4-pack. Which player would you want off the Giants? All-time Giants jersey. Again, maybe rethink your Dave Meggett answers there, text line.
Yeah, don't worry.
Next head coach of the Giants. And besides the 2 Pats Giants Super Bowls, what's the first thing you think of when you think of the Giants? You can discuss on the text line, weigh in the Twitch chat. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram as well. Plus your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get back into that. And let's get back into Brian Burns, his criticism of Drake May and the Pats. Plus, how big is the gap between the Patriots and Giants? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.